Thank you, Inside Meditation Center. I have opportunity to meditation talk this evening. Then everyone welcome tonight's lecture on meditation session. Usually you have here tradition is beginning meditation, and then after the you have talk, yeah. But I can because I'm introduced different kind. There's meditation about meditation is just talk about. It's transforming the mind, but there's many different ways to get. How do you transform your mind through meditation? But I like to permission tonight. I want to talk first. The end of meditation. After that, I can do meditation. That's okay. Thank you very much. Because I'm doing this practice. The first is you need introductions, and then after you have the introductions, you do the meditation after that. Therefore, please forgive me that changing. And then I don't know, you have this, I do this, this ringing bell, and the ringing, singing bowl, is sometimes you do during the meditation, I do, because this means, sometimes when doing the meditation, and you space out or lost, and then says you ringing the bell, please come back, present moment. Or maybe you may sleep, may waking up sometimes. People sleep during the meditation. You do this and they wake up. And then that's the way I do. And sometimes during the times you do practice meditation, you just ringing sometimes. And the other thing is, this is pure sound. There's no language, there's no dialogue. They don't harm your meditation. Completely pure sound. I think you feel connect also. Therefore, and I would also time to time I do like this.
Kung jar zong tai mang om ke san zen ben dong ta zong chan hui zu zen de sa yin do ken me ki dar se cher te jin dan ma ken ni chi rong chi ten sum ji kon cha pa thong pa ma ka ro je pe te rong da lu pan sur chong ur jin song long pa mi dong bo la Yarvin now to Rom Song Langito Tanza Huipse on Dan Zong Barry Pam Mam Johnny Dalu Pansur John Chicken Yan Benichi Jayons Ron Ocosun Roberts are Zopa Dripto Domin Gumbo Long Chamber Timmy was a Javla Surandi. Mavi Sangi Kungurik Bime Tendi Lami Tong Tong Kantar Jong Jambe Hwarger Dersi Kuni Ba Ronzum Chuki Zombor Jar Jar Chu Rikton Jemper Joni Shen Lovely Gombe Hone Pobi Te Jotu Long Tok Chunzo Jan Tsung Abdam Cho Mapun Jayan Namjar Lassur Vandir Kanichin Ruvur Singh Yijun Kamsu Jampar Tik Jishan Lav Yalaman Jigme Pinsu Jav Lassur Vandir Gongjit Thaubam Purvar Shingi Lov
And tonight we'll come here and for everyone to meditation talk or book talk. Tonight I like to talk about the meditation different point of view. Generally the goal of meditation is transform your mind and also transform your also experiences. And I like to give example first. And the example is, for example, you go to exercise, like gym or yoga. The goal is losing weight and become healthier, you know, more energy. You have more energy. That's really reason we people are doing exercise, you know, have more energy, losing weight, and also become more healthier, improve physical, mental energy. And that's really people go to gym or exercise. And that means transform your physical body. Become more healthy, you have more energy. Similar meditation is transform your mind or transform your experience. You know, I think the entire meditation, Buddhist meditation, whether Theravada or Tibetan or Mahayana, the same is transform your entire experience. Physical, mental, emotional experience transformed. And I think that's really our bottom line meditation. The Buddha says, what's meditation do? Transform your experience and transform your mind. And that's same as Tibetan, you know, Buddhist teachings or Theravada teachings. Everybody's number one is how do you transform your entire experience? And that's really goal of meditation. And then how do you do? There are many different ways you can transform your mind. Experience a life. For example, there are many different ways you can lose weight, yeah, and also get more energy. And then tonight I want to introduce is the call Dzogchen or pristine mind perspective. How do you meditation perspective transform about the human life and or experience? The bottom line is, once you are transform your life, that's the goal of meditation. Whether you got through Theravada teachings or like Tibetan or Dzogchen teachings, and that means, you know, same. It's there's no here religion going on. It's the goal is how do you transform your mind, and that's really the goal of Buddha says, and that's it. It means how do you gain more happiness. How do you gain more enlightenment? How do you improve mentally, emotionally, physically, yourself and others? And that's really our bottom line of meditation. And then tonight, I want to talk about more, you know, different perspective, but same. But fundamentally, you know, we have mind or consciousness, awareness, you know. Mind meditations pay attention to your awareness, not external fleet conditions. Therefore, how we can experience natural mind. And then I just want to introduce tonight, you know, I was many years working this book called Our Pristine Mind. Our pristine mind is, the Buddha says, every human being's mind is innately pristine, fundamentally comfortable. Yeah? Not just conditionally comfortable, but fundamentally comfortable. You know? And human mind is innately pristine, like this, you know, water. The natural condition of water is healthy, unpolluted, it's fresh. It's clear, yeah? That's natural condition of the water. Similarly, If natural conditioned mind is pristine, unpolluted by any thoughts, emotions, you know, that's how human mind is. If you experience that, then it's completely transform your mental, emotional experiences. But then it says, how do you know your mind is pristine, the meditations? How do you know your mind is pristine? They says, until you meditate, you don't know your mind is pristine. That's the, until you meditating, you don't know your mind is pristine. But when you're meditating, you know your mind is pristine. Some people gradually, but some people suddenly, they experience their mind is pristine. But what's like that experience? You know, what is it really like that? How do you know? What does it really mean, your mind is pristine? Because, let's say, sky is, you know, overcast, especially here, especially in Seattle, I'm teasing. Sky is overcast. When clouds disappear, what is you see? When clouds disappear, you see the blue sky, yeah? You see the blue sky. Blue sky is always there, but clouds are obscure that blue sky. You didn't wear that, but when clouds disappear, you see the blue sky. Yeah, it's naturally blue sky. Similarly, and during the meditation, when thoughts, emotions dissipate, what do you experience? You experience pristine mind. When thoughts, emotions dissipate, you're here still, more present, more here, you are here, yeah? You're completely more present, ever more present than ever before. You're here, but you have no thought, no emotions, or they're conditional. There's called two different kind of minds. One is conditional mind, the other is unconditional mind. Conditional minds, thoughts are conditional because come from external conditions. The emotions are conditioned, happiness, sadness, they never exist in your mind, they're conditioned. The anger is conditional, sadness is conditional, yeah? Anger is conditional, sadness is conditional. How about positive thoughts? Love, compassion, they are conditional? Yes, they are conditional. Love and compassion is conditional. Then positive thoughts are conditional, negative thoughts are conditional. Then, you know, positive emotions, similar. Habits are conditional. When all this conditional mind is dissipated, what is left? It's unconditional mind, which is natural conditional mind, natural condition. What is that mind is? It's a pristine. It's a meditator's experience. You know, intellectually, how to fathom mind is pristine, but through meditation, we found out our mind is pristine. I think that's the number one transformation. It's called sometimes perception. You know, I say, how do you know? You know, say, oh, I see during the meditation, my thoughts, emotions are dissipated. But I experience two awareness, means they're not there, but my mind is not polluted, not, I don't have negative emotions, I don't have positive emotions, and my mind is pristine. And that really, you know, pristine mind experience. And then there's also guided meditation says, how do you know your mind is pristine? How do you know? Then there's the teacher, called Dzogchen teacher, they call him Guru Panma Sambhava. He says, if you want to know your mind is pristine, please do this exercise, meditation. He says, if you want to know your mind is pristine, do this four. Don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. Stay present moment. Leave your mind alone. Yeah? And if you do these four exercises, like you are not follow past events, you follow past events, create more mental events, create more thoughts, emotions. Some meditation is like you are not follow past, you are not caught up future, you just stay present moment, you leave your mind alone. What happens? Then the thoughts, emotions, Every conditional things can also, they are disappeared. They disappear. And when thoughts, emotions are disappear, what do you feel? You feel, you know, like unconditional mind, almost lifting some burden. You know, almost you losing 20 pounds weight. Like, what do you feel like? Then when your thoughts, emotions are disappeared, mental, emotionally, you're losing 20 pounds of negative emotion, 50 pounds of stress, and fear, anxiety, because they all come from mental events. Therefore, the exercise, you know, like they say, the more you think in the past, whether good or bad, you create more mental events. You create more thoughts, emotions. If someone's stuck in past, they have more thoughts, emotions. Their mind is always cloudy because thinking of past. And someone's caught up future, their more mind is more cloudy because future thinking more creates more anxiety, fear. Therefore, most people are stressed because they're caught up past and future, have anxiety, past and future. They're never present moment. Then how do you do this? Is Guru Padma Sambhava, you want to experience pristine mind. Don't follow past, don't anticipate in future. This is meditation exercise. I think this is stay present moment, leave your mind alone. If you do that, and then what happens is thoughts, emotions, all things slowly, slowly dissipate. All these things dissipate, what you experience is pristine mind. And we call that as realization. If you realize your mind is pristine, you aware your mind is pristine, you perceive your mind is pristine. And this is, that perception is number one transformation. If you transform your life, you must change your perception. If you don't change your perception, there's no improvement. Because the reason we have certain, we have this experience, but let's say your perception is the same way, your thoughts, emotions, experience the same old, but your perception's changing, their changes. Therefore, the number one meditation goal of this is experience of pristine mind, when mind is pristine through the meditation. And that's really called first realization. I think number one, first realization. This is, if you mind, you experience your mind is pristine, then says, second is, automatically you realize the thoughts, emotions are not who you are. They are mental events. They're just mental events. And that's really called second realization, second perception. Because meditation can change your perception. That's the number one improvement. And meditation, how to change your perception, and that's really, there's improvement. For example, usually we have this ordinary, we are ordinary perception. Ordinary perception means, you know, thoughts, emotions, anger, happiness, sadness, fear comes to your mind. You think that's who you are. They're existent. That's me. They call that ordinary perception. If you have this kind of perception, you need to go under all these thoughts, emotions all the time because you have that kind of identity. This is me. How do you change that perception? And through meditation. See, meditation really, we thought identify, sometimes we call ego. Ego means, you know, we identify this collection, body, mind, all these collections, that's who you really are. This kind of misperception that call ego. You know, as long as we have that identity, then we have ego. You know, ego is the collection. And then how to break that, you know, identity, and that means first, you need to know your mind is innately pristine. Second is you need to know mental events, positive, negative, happy, sad, all these things, just events, not who you are. Through meditation, you really know your mind. You know, the meditation is educating your mind. Really, your thoughts exist or not. Through found out your meditation, you say, really, you know, like your thoughts exist or they're not. Or I'm meditating, when thoughts appear, then I just stay present moment, they disappear. Therefore, I know my thoughts are conditional. They never exist in part of me. And that means mind is pristine, means the anger, the jealousy, unhappy, fear, they're all conditional. They never exist in your mind. I think that's huge transformation. That's really our pristine mind. Mind is they don't say clear, you know. Clear don't mean pristine. Pristine means there's no single uneasiness. There's small, slight uneasiness in your mind. They're all conditional. Condition means like temporary there, but they're not permanent residence. That's not who you are, yeah? Therefore, pristine mind is, you know, like going deep into your awareness. For example, there are meditations based of the conditions because we are focused mantra sometimes, sound, and that means you focus external conditions. Even if we watch breath, it's, you know, conditions. But then first that we do, and then slowly, meditations going deep your awareness. Going deep your awareness. And then says, you know, here it says, usually, for example, your, you know, airplane fly in the sky. Airplane fly in the sky, and if you first use the runway, yeah? You know, without runway, cannot fly. But you're using the runway, and then once you runway, then you take into sky. Then it's, you don't need runway, you journey into sky, yeah? Similarly, first, when you meditate, we use mantra, or letters, or breath. And then slowly, we are going more awareness. And then we don't do any sports conditions. This is called going deep into your awareness. And I think I like to tonight that introduce that meditation. Some, you know, everybody's, you know, introducing here and interested in meditation, and, you know, like there are different ways talk of meditation helps everyone's mind. For me, is I studied many different kind of meditations. Almost I studied Theravada, Mahayana, or Dzogchen, anything. For me, is number one improvement meditation is, and when it says your mind is innately pristine. And that means, how do I get there? And that's really, really number one help me, you know. Says all this, you know, like cup is clean, and then I can put anything here, you know. But this cup is dirty, and anything I put, it's become dirty, yeah? Contaminated. If your mind is innately distorted, negative, doesn't matter how much we are meditating, how we do, you know, like this cup is innately dirty. But number one for me is, you know, oh, I want to meditate because my nature is clear, pristine, I want to get there. This, you need to get that. And that's really for me, when I was meditating, you know, like it's, that's number one for me, oh, my mind is innately pristine, like blue sky, that's fresh water, like consciousness. And that means, and then how do you get there? And then once you get there, you stay with that. They call meditation is, you know, the technique is, you know, how do you get there is, you know, the clouds are conditional, yeah? Therefore, someday they disappear. Conditions no longer, they disappear. Similar sadness, anger, stress, fear, all these things are conditional. How do disappear this? When they disappear, this, when you leave your mind alone. When you leave your mind alone, then they disappear. And when your mind mess with conditions, we mess with good conditions, they feel good, you know, positive emotions. We mess our mind, you know, with the negative conditions, or I don't like this, I don't like this, and then think of that, then more mental events appear. Let's say we don't think positive, we don't think negative, but it's just a present moment. And then leave your mind, all positive, negative thoughts, emotions disappear. Disappear. They call that meditation experience. When they're disappeared, then we call this unconditional happiness. Unconditional happiness means when your mind is pristine, happiness is no longer conditional. Because when your mind is pristine and there's the sense of well-being is not come from any conditions. Because mentally, emotionally, you feel good no matter what when your mind is pristine. You know, physically you need healthy, this is. Mentally you need to have pristine. Then it's once you're mentally pristine, there's unconditional happiness. Happiness no longer conditional. But really, you know, like we, you know, conditional happiness means we see something, we hear something makes feel good, you know, we went to restaurant, you know, any external stimulation is conditional. Because the Buddha says conditional happiness is consequences. Because first you get, you feel good. When you lost, you feel pain. Conditional happiness is, you know, like 50% brings happiness, but 50% brings sadness and pain, because something we get, we feel pleasure, then we lost, we feel pain, yeah? The conditional happiness makes pleasure or pain, but unconditional happiness is only happiness. There's no pain. That reason, I wonder, the mind is pristine, and then there's unconditional happiness. You know, I usually doing retreats, for example, retreats many times in Napa Valley, other places. Let's say first day, second day, third day. Third day, people's mind is much better than the first day, because the heaviness, mental, emotional, is losing. Their strength is losing. And that means you easy to connect each other. And there's number one communication is meditation, because your mind is clear, you know how to connect other people. There's no resistance, there's no resentment, there's no fear, there's no self-consciousness. For me, it's, you know, like I always go to places sometimes, you know, everybody's I met first time. But I can, when my mind is some degree pristine, clear, I can connect everyone, because there's no hesitation, there's no, you know, like self-conscious. It's very easy to connect when your mind is clear. But my mind is preoccupied, hesitations, self-conscious, any other things take over, then it become uncomfortable. It's hard to connect the audience. Therefore, let's say there's a phrase in the book, if your mind is pristine, everything is perceived as pristine. If your mind is polluted, distorted, everything you perceive is polluted, distorted, yeah? When we are angry, that means sign mind is polluted. And when we are sad, we are sign mind is polluted. When we are fearful, mind is polluted. polluted. When your mind is polluted, then everything perceives like that way. And you know, we have always resentment, reactions. The number one why we have so many reactions, the Buddha says, because ordinary mind is polluted. That's really we have reactions. What is enlightenment? Enlightenment is mind is totally pristine, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And mind is totally pristine, that's called enlightenment. We say, if your mind is pristine, they say, you have healthy sense of self. Healthy sense of self, pristine sense of self. If say, your mind is polluted, and then say, you have unhealthy sense of self. Unhealthy sense of self comes when mind is polluted. Therefore, what is really our meditation do? Meditation is, doing is, transform the mind that way. Transform your perception and transform your mind, everything. I think, you know, what always people ask, you know, like, what is really, you know, people ask me, you know, during the meditation, they have thoughts. But thought, having thoughts are normal during the meditation. Not a big deal. I say, you know, like, for example, looking sky, overcast sky means you cannot see the blue sky, yeah? But hazy sky means you see the blue sky, but under the hazy. Similarly, someone's mind is overcast, thoughts, emotions, cannot meditate. But someone has a hazy mind can meditate. You don't need completely clear. Therefore, I think, you know, during the meditation, 50% thoughts you have, 50% thoughts are dissipated. I think that's good meditation. I always, you know, thought, you know, meditation, we suppose there's no thoughts, completely tranquil. I think we need to have realistic. Realistic means everybody's have, you know, when thoughts, emotions are going on, but the meditation is not take over. That's number one. No, you're completely overcast, then you cannot meditate. But here thoughts, here emotions, here sensations, oh, what's that sound, what's happening, that's normal. Therefore, in the book I was addressed that, therefore, and they say sometimes people meditating think worse, their mind is getting worse, you know, I have more thoughts, people think. But they say the meditation reduction is not worse because you never pay attention before your mind. No, first time you pay attention to your mind because you wear more than before. You wear now suddenly because the reason is you pay attention to your mind. It's not getting worse, you know. I think and that's really like it's a very important, very realistic, you know, like that. I mean, you know, like for example, pristine mind, for example, like say 20% our mind is pristine, or 30%, even that is good, pristine. I think all meditations are like similar. All meditations are, we need to have, say, maybe 30% very clear or 20% clear. And the more thoughts clear, the more feel better. Because thoughts, emotions have heavy weight. Because stress is come from thoughts, emotions. When thoughts, emotions disappear, stress is disappear. You know, and then unhappiness disappear. Unhappiness come from maybe thoughts, the emotions, and maybe habit. All these come together, create unhappiness, stress. When you're doing the meditation, they all fall apart. You cannot communicate, you know. Habits, thoughts, emotions cannot communicate because you stay present moment, leave your mind alone. And then they're broken down, and that means they disappear. When they disappear, there's no stress, there's no resentment, all these things, then you feel tranquil. You know, where there's tranquilness, there's happiness. Because tranquil means it's not like, oh, just peace. It's not like tranquil means there's energy, vibration of that tranquilness. It's not like, oh, so peaceful. It's not that. Really, tranquilness means there's energy, vibration, you know, like very strong energy, you know, like that, in strong energy. I think, you know, peace means, oh, I'm very peaceful. It's not like peace means like the vividness there. So you can feel, you can experience that tranquilness. It's really, really, they call, that is called calmness, tranquil mind. And then there's a strong energetic experience. You know, like, and then you can feel mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And that really, really meditation. I think that means if you see during the meditation, I want to say during the meditation, you experience thoughts, emotions disappear. Oh yeah, I know, I'm meditating. My thoughts, emotions disappear. I notice that. Yeah, okay. My thoughts, emotions disappear. Yeah. Look like that means they're conditional. They never exist in my mind. Stress, fear, anger, they never exist in your mind. Never, ever. Because they're conditional. You know, most people think, you know, all this anger, unhappiness, stress, or positive, think that's here somewhere, me. That's misperception call. Misperception. And then you know, number one for me is liberation experiences. The negative thoughts, positive, never exist anywhere. Physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, they never exist because they're conditional. Conditional means that conditions there. But conditions not there, they're just not there. Therefore, that's number for me is understand that. Therefore, the powerful meditation means you know and how, you know, thoughts, emotions, you know, behave differently when your meditation develops. How they behave? First meditation, you say, their meditation is your thoughts arise like enemy. But slowly, slowly, the more you're meditating, your thoughts arise like ally, not enemy. You know, and then slowly, slowly, and then slowly, slowly, they're not problematic. And, you know, there's trend, you know, there's progression like that. And that really, I think, meditation is a little bit understanding more education, direct experience, how, you know, your thoughts, your emotions, and your mind and your experience. You know, everything's connect together. Thoughts, emotions, experience. I think that's very important also, you know, the meditation is. And then I was many years working on this pristine mind, you know, book is many years. And there's two different kind of meditations. You usually traditionally call two different kind. This is a, you heard this book called Tibetan Book of Death. You heard that book sometimes. Tibetan Book of Death says, first, you know, you do meditation. First meditation called you watch breath or focus visualize image or mantra. And you do, your mind calms down. Once your mind calms down, then what do you do? Still you watching breath or look in the mantra, then this is, then leave your mind alone. And then is what do? This is if you have thoughts, then it's watching breath is useful. But thoughts are calm down, then you don't need to watch that. Because watching breath is useful when you have thoughts, your mind is turbulent. And then when thoughts, emotions are subside, and then what do? Then you leave your mind alone. So what is the next experience? That's the next experience is a pristine mind. Then it's going more deep awareness, not conditions. And then it's going to deep awareness. Then it's what you experience. And then it's go deep into your awareness. It's like, for example, airplane taken into sky, this airplane is journey itself. You don't need any other than just airplane, yeah? First, your mind calm down, tranquilness, you use tools, mantras, visualizations, and breaths. Once your mind is tranquil, then what do? Then journey awareness itself. That means stay present moment awareness. And that really means, and then that is called transition to mindfulness to pristine mind. That's Tibetan book did is talking about that. And that really means, and then what it really means, meditation is, for example, we need to know our mind is, you know. It's very, I think, very strange, for example, everybody want to know their body, you know. Always looking male, their hairs, change their hair color, no jobs. Every day they look in your body. But how many times you look in your mind? And how many times you say, oh, I need perfect body, therefore always we are fascinated in our body. But meditation is looking in your mind. And looking in your awareness, what's like, you know. People say, always like, what's my nose like? What's my hair like? But meditation means how do you like, what's like my mind is actually, fundamentally there's flaws or fundamentally there's pristine. And looking directly onto your mind, know exactly where your mind innately functions, yeah? I think that really means human beings, we need to look deep or not just physical appearance, but just awareness. And therefore, when you meditation, exactly, oh yeah, my mind is pristine, my thoughts, emotions are, they're conditional. They're not who I am. If you know that, that means you're looking your mind deeply. But I meditated many years, but I don't know like my mind like that. That means, you know, like there's no purpose doing meditation. The only meditation is you need to know your mind, yeah? How do you transform your mind is you need to know deeply your mind. I think all Buddhist meditations address that. What really, how your mind look like? Now that really means when you say, when you look in your, you know, leave your mind alone, and that really means deeply look in your mind directly. It's not any conditions. And then experiences naturally occurs. And then this is very important, this meditation. Leave your mind alone. Leave your mind alone means what happens, let's say, you leave your mind 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes. Let's say 5 minutes. 5 minutes. If you leave your mind alone 5 minutes, you know, for example, this water, I can give this water. You put something here, and then you stir up like this. You know, stir up this continually, and water completely take over, you know, colors, swelling, you know, everything's here. And then how do you clarify this water? Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Everything settled down. Water appears natural condition, yeah? Slowly, water appears natural condition. Similarly, we're thinking, judging, you know, like all these things, the changing color our consciousness. Our mind impact a positive way or negative way, and happy, sad, that means you're completely like messed up like that. It means external conditions. Then how do you peer natural conditioned mind? This is like that. Leave your mind alone. And when you leave your mind alone, like 5 minutes, just do that. Then slowly, all thoughts, emotions dissipate. Mind naturally, you know, appear natural condition. Natural condition mind is calm, clear, pristine, healthy. That mind appears like this water. And then the meditation is, you know, like when you're doing the meditation and you say, you're living present moment, live present moment. The meditation is, all meditations, Theravada meditation, everything, Live present moment. Live your mind present moment. Right now, ordinary people don't have the ability to do that. They don't have ability, you know, because they never try to do that. But meditation means, you know, the more you stay present moment, the more you're able to do stay present moment. You have the ability, you know. If you have the ability to stay present moment, 5 minutes, that means you're doing like this. If you have the ability to stay 5 minutes, definitely you have 10 minutes. Yeah? And that means gaining that ability is meditation. You know, most mind, people's mind is like chaos. The more your mind is chaos, the more you collect garbage. Really, that's really, mind's job is just collect garbage outside world and then makes in here. That means the more you stay present moment, the more you clean your garbage. You know, and that's really our, you know, like, for example, someone never walks, you know, never walks anywhere. Then first just walking is very hard, maybe 10, 20 minutes, then you relax, yeah? But you walk, you know, every day, slowly, slowly you gain, you have the ability to, you can walk 2 miles, 3 miles. You gain that ability, yeah? You gain that ability because the more you walk, you have the ability to walk 2, 3 miles. Similarly, someone never meditated, they have no ability to stay present moment. But if someone has meditating every day, they gain ability to stay present moment 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. That means during this prayer time, your mind is clear. There's no heaviness. And that really meditation is how you can stay present moment, how you can leave your mind alone. That's really important. And that's really two things are meditation, how you can gain stay present moment. The other thing is meditation is different than relaxation. And relaxation means you just stay relaxed, draw into relaxation. Meditation is different than meditation is you're physically, mentally, emotionally relaxed, but same time you alert, aware. Meditation means you're relaxed mentally, same time you're present, aware. And that's what meditation is. It's a very, very unique experience. It's then realization. And therefore, how we can stay present moment, therefore, meditation always says stay present moment. It means people have that ability. You have stay 10 minutes ability, you know, 10 minutes has ability to stay present moment, definitely you have mind is clear. Definitely there's happiness present moment. Definitely there's joy because mind is not contaminated that moment. And maybe sometimes 20 minutes. You know, I think it's very important happiness, just stay present moment, 10, 20 minutes. And therefore, and that's really our the meditation. And then very short break a little bit before, like I said, therefore, I come to U.S. many years ago, fortunately, and I saw many wonderful people. And I always thought, you know, like I needed write meditation introduction. And then I was working this book called Our Pristine Mind. You know, I want to someone beginning 2-day meditation up to enlightenment, entire path. Then that's my inspiration. I was living that time Berkeley. I don't speak in English. And I try to work a book, people think crazy, you know. You don't speak even English, how do you work? I was determined. Like, it takes 10 years for me to write this book. It says, I want to write book, someone's beginning to their meditation up to enlightenment. What is really destination of meditation? You know, say, everything you do, there's destination, yes? Goals. What's the goal of meditation? And then the goal of meditation is mind. Every meditation, same, especially Buddhism, mind is totally pristine. When your mind is totally pristine, your sense of self is pristine, there's no ego, your experience is pristine, everything's pristine, that's really all. They call living, you know, pristine mind, dying with pristine mind. What do we die? Where do we die? Not over confused mind. They say, when, you know, people die, how do you die? It's stay, remain in pristine mind. And then this meditation is, first is, introductions, what is really human nature, and then it's how to get there, pristine mind, and there's three realizations. And then what is and the goal is of this meditation is living pristine mind, living every moment pristine mind, interacting other people through pristine mind. And then it's engaging world pristine mind. And then we have, you know, most people think, you know, many ask people, you know, ask me, you know, how do you engage in world? Number one effective engaging world is through pristine mind. That's many things, not polluted mind. The most isolated people or someone's mind is polluted. And you know, most engaging people, how do you do it? Is through pristine mind. And also I talked to them in the book about that. It's, you know, well, that's well. And therefore, and then I like to hear, you know, I do hear, you have short break, yeah? A short break, and you know, just talk about meditation of pristine mind, enlightenment, and then we have the, I want to guide it to a little bit, experiment differently. Let's say you went to a different restaurant, similar, you have to do pristine mind, we can experience a little bit, I can guide you pristine mind after this come back. Then it's, we have short break, thank you. Okay, thank you. I'd like to, you to guiding pristine mind experience a little bit tonight, a special talk, and I like to do guided meditation, therefore I'm just leaving the, you know, meditation end, and an experience of your pristine awareness or mind, you know, like without layers, and then how do you get pristine mind experience? First, you know, meditation posture physically. Very comfortably relaxed and physically. And then if your mind is stuck in the past, yesterday, day before yesterday, or this morning, any past, please bring present moment. You can breathing, watch breathing, sometimes they agree that, stay with breath, or sometimes people say stay with your awareness. Either way it's fine. Mind just bring present moment here, this moment. That's first step, meditation. If your mind is stuck in the future, tomorrow, tonight, any thinking events, your right now mind is there, please mind bring present moment awareness or breath. And then just stay present moment awareness, breath, or just stay awareness. And then the fourth step is you need to do is leave your mind totally alone. Don't follow conditions, don't elaborate, just stay with breath or stay with awareness. Leave mind totally alone without conditions. Just stay with our conditions, just leave your mind totally alone.
Once you leave your mind alone, present moment, all thoughts, emotions, mental events dissipate. What is left is pristine mind, awareness. Just stay with pristine awareness. Just maintain, remain with pristine mind. Here's presence, pristine mind, absence, mental events, stay with that experience.
Okay, thank you. That's a meditation and experiment, you know, enter into the own pristine mind. It's each time we meditating, that means we are just not just stay with thoughts, not stay with emotions, positive or negative. And when we journey deep into pristine awareness, there's much light feeling, there's much all heaviness go away, and there's much, you know, like we can stay every day, maybe 10, 20 minutes, stay with pristine awareness, and totally different every day. And then I think most happiest experience every day says, if your mind is pristine, then everything arises. You know, imbue with that experience. And let's say you have beautiful container, you can put food, and then it's beautiful, there's a beautiful container. Containers contaminate, then you put food, become contaminated. This, if your mind is distorted, polluted, anything you perceive, anything you experience is contaminated, polluted. That's really we have experience. Because every day, fear, anxiety, unhappiness, because that's where our mind is polluted, then we have see the external world so much reactions. But this is once the mind is pristine, then we see what are just it is. Without resentment, without, you know, resentment and rejection. And then we see what are just is, and that really means beautiful. And then this, like happiness, this is, if your mind is pristine, everything rises happiness. I just wrote that in the book there, because what is really have hindu connections, straight relationships, and also happiness, and then handle the world. What is number one is the pristine mind is number one. If you have pristine mind, you can have good connections, and you know most problematic relationships because both you know people's mind is polluted, and then there's disagreement, fighting happen because mind is contaminated, different ideas, beliefs, it's resentment. But mind is pristine, then there's connection. You know, sometimes you do, you know, people, couples, they come retreat. I know there are couples living, when their mind is become peaceful, they're easy, you know, the both couples touching their hands. I always see, you know, around, I always see audience, you know, when a couple's always, you know, they're first, they're like separate like this. When they relax, they're just completely at ease, then just holding their hands suddenly. Because connection not come from distorted mind. When connection comes, your mind is at ease, then connection begins there. There, if you have connections, friend, family, and connections come from when mind is at ease and pristine, and there's connection. You have more strength, world, because your mind is pristine. And then everything's, you know, come from when your mind is pristine. And then I think happiness is not contaminated. For me, personally, when I'm, these days, you know, I was younger time, you know, like anything's make very easy to excited. When you're getting old, everything's, you know, same old. And then number one is I want happy today, I need meditate. And when I meditate, you know, half hour, and then every day there's fulfillment. I like that word, fulfillment. There's so much joy. You know, external world, you chasing external conditions don't make always happy. you know, your mind is polluted. The number one key to every day's beautiful day is meditation. That's what I found, you know, right now. And these days I want to happy, enjoy every day, have a good day, I need to meditate. That's the solution. There's no other solution. And really, really, it's very obvious. Obvious. You want to fix everything, just meditate. You want to bring happiness, fulfillment, you and others, just meditate. And that's really all. You know, meditation is very powerful, very experienced. And then, you know, I just very happy to here to come Seattle to, you know, just dress, you know, meditation experience. Personally, mind. Of course, you're all doing meditation, very happy, you know, continuously doing meditation. And that's wonderful. And then you have any questions, please raise your hands. We can talk about that. Yes. 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 That's good. That's very good. And actually, this is, if you have very familiar pristine mind, for example, like if you don't need 100% your mind is pristine, but like 50% is fine, 50% or 20%. And I think there's two different ways you can do it. Two different. One is if you are meditating, when you're meditating, it's usually, you know, when sometimes, you know, there are two different kind of meditation. Some people focus mantra, their mind is with mantra. Some people focus breath, their breath is focused breath. But when you meditate in pristine mind, you just, all thoughts, emotions dissipated, the pristine mind is there, comes, you know, like there, and then you stay with that. I think therefore, during the meditation, you have familiar. The more you familiar during the meditation, easier after meditation, you can maintain. And that means, usually, traditionally, they're very much familiar. You know, like, familiar during the meditation, then after, just leave your mind alone, just wash dishes. There's one thing, you know, just, and then that is, you know, like, there's some, you stay that, and then, and stay with the pristine mind. It comes easily, you know, almost switch gears. Ordinary mind and pristine mind. You know, switch gears. Ordinary mind means distort ordinary thinking, and pristine mind is this way. Ordinary mind is that way. Once you're familiar with meditation, that's happened, and just almost, okay, I need to stay pristine mind. Even I do meetings sometimes my mind is resistant, then I just stay with present moment. Let's not suck into that events. Just stay like that. And then and you are familiar, just, you know, just become obvious that moment because of your awareness. And then stay with that. And then just do anything you want to do. Maybe you need 10, you know, 10, 20% thoughts you need to use. But that's no problem. Your 70% of your mind is pristine. 30% of your thoughts, emotions, you can use, stir your own pristine mind. The other is, you know, that's really re-explained. The other way is, you know, like, for example, if you are angry, depressed, sad, you say, oh, my mind is pristine. This is just events. You know, this is just event. You know, how much sky is, you know, turbulent, thunder, lightning, so you think sky is blue, this is temporary, yeah? Similarly, it doesn't matter, sometimes you remember, if you're angry, furious, stir, someone has realization, pristine mind, they says, oh, I know, this is just called mental events. There are two things, pristine mind and mental events. Mental events means anything happening in your mind is mental events. Thoughts are mental events, emotions are mental events, and habits are mental events. Experience events means the temporary, they're not existing. The person stay present in mind, don't follow mental events. And therefore, two things happen, and therefore, you stay present in mind, don't follow mental events. And that means mental events disappear. If you forget pristine mind, follow mental events, and you know, deep into mental events, that means you lost far from pristine mind. Someone's depressed, angry, means completely lost into mental events. And this, the more you stay from, the more you realize pristine mind, the more you further away mental events, the more you, you know, present moment, here, this moment. And therefore, I think first you need familiar during the meditation, remain in present moment. Once you know that, it's like this, for example, if you're meditating, for example, let's say you're angry, furious, like that, unhappy, and then says, oh, you know, I'm angry, furious, my mind is distorted. Then let's say, let's do this. Don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. Stay present moment. Leave your mind alone. And the events disappear. Okay, I've done that. I did meditation. My events disappear. Your mind is clear again. Next time that happens again, you did the same thing. They disappear again. If you 10 times you do that, you can mental events disappear your perception, and then you'll become master. Therefore, and traditionally you can call this, they have that, you know, mental events, either unhappiness, suffering, or stress comes, and then you do this. Stay present moment, leave your mind alone. You do that, the mental events are conditional, can also, they dissipate. And then you need to exercise that, then any mental events you can easily dissipate. And that do, and then once, after they disappear, you are pristine mind. And that also is very important. And then the more you're familiar, the more you know how to stay pristine mind. And that really everything is addressed and you know, in the book also. And therefore, I was working this book, you know, like one way is, you know, how do people are so much stuck in mental events. And then I think best way to, I studied many meditation techniques and I thought this is very, you know, very important. Therefore, I want to, you know, bring to English language. Therefore, I almost 10 years of working this book. And that's really, therefore, stay present moment. That's the familiarization is very important. Okay, any questions, Heather? Also, and then, want to say something? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, books. If you have one book, you know, there, so we can finish right now. You want books? This book is, I want to talk a little bit, book, few minutes. And this is a meditation just beginning to up to enlightenment. How to, you know, experience develop slowly, slowly. And that's really their book. If you like the book, I can sign there. I think that means we are finished tonight, yeah? Yes, finished. Thank you. Thank you for coming here. That's wonderful.